The COVID-19 pandemic is disrupting daily life and forcing many people to stay home. But for some people, that's all they want, to go home. Jake Ryan with the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting has this story about inmates at a local jail who are scared, stressed, and wishing they were free.
Ronald Nelson's days are pretty structured.
Yeah.
Cell doors roll open at 7.
And we'll eat breakfast in.
The guards do a walkthrough.
They'll come through each cell checking for contraband or anything extra we might have or something like that.
Lunch is around 11.
Only thing we got to look forward to then is chow at 5 o'clock.
Nelson is in the Clark County Jail, just across the river from Louisville and Jeffersonville. He's been there for about 7 months, serving time for drug charges.
I got 4 months left to kill out a probation sentence that was a 20-year sentence.
His time is almost up, and for that he is grateful. But Nelson wants out now. Because amid his structured days is uncertainty, worry, and fear, all because the spreading pandemic.
You know, we're all scared to death. You know, we're worried about our well-being in here, but we also got kids and stuff out there that we're worried about getting to and taking care of our own families, you know.
Indiana has been hit hard by the pandemic. More than 8,500 people have tested positive for the COVID-19 disease, and nearly 400 have died. Jails and prisons across the country are widely considered vulnerable to outbreaks. I interviewed Nelson on a video chat service provided to inmates at the jail for a fee. As we talked, a crowd of inmates gathered behind him, some covering their face with shirts.
Yeah, it's like 40 of us in this section. Listen, and now the guard comes in and trying to tell them to get away from the video visit.
He and the other inmates get most of their updates about the pandemic from the radio. They know about the CDC guidelines to wash hands, wear masks, and keep their distance from others, but in jail, that's not so easy. They do have sinks and soap, but Nelson says inmates in his unit aren't provided any masks or gloves, and they only get hand sanitizer before meals.
Like when we go to grab our tray for each meal, they'll spray one square of hand sanitizer on our hand.
And in jail, he says there's no social distancing. The cells are cramped spaces. He only has one cellmate, but up to 4 men sleep in neighboring cells. For meals, they line up single file so close, he can smell the breath of the man behind him.
There's no way possible we could be 6 feet between each other at all, at any time.
Perhaps most concerning, though, Nelson says, are the guards. They wear masks and gloves and are being more vigilant about wiping down high-touch surfaces, but they aren't confined to any one part of the jail. Some may book new inmates and then make rounds. Nelson fears that if the virus is in one part of the jail, it'll be in the whole jail.
What's stopping it? The virus lives on surfaces, in clothes. They're wearing the same clothes. They don't have nothing but their uniforms on. They're protecting themselves, but what about protecting us?
A spokesperson for the Clark County Sheriff did not return multiple requests for comment about safety procedures at the jail. Indiana's governor said earlier this month that the state officials would begin considering releasing certain low-risk, nonviolent inmates. And a few days after I first talked with Nelson, he messaged to say some inmates in his section were being released, and he was happy to see it, but he isn't one of them. And his girlfriend, Shirley LaFue, worries. She says he's got asthma, high blood pressure, and he's paranoid. Earlier this week, LaFue told me it'd been a few days since she'd last talked with Nelson. Using his jail phone costs money.
And because I spent the rest of my money on food here.
She doesn't downplay the trouble he got in that landed him in jail. But she doesn't think society is at risk if he gets out a few months early.
Oh, God, no. He is a really, really, really great man.
Right now, LaFue is in the dark. She wants Nelson to come home, but doesn't know when it'll be. When he does, she knows what will be first on the menu.
He wants my cooking.
On Tuesday, the local paper reported that Nelson's fears were coming true, that a 24-year-old inmate held at the Clark County Jail tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. LaFue still hadn't talked with Nelson. She said she was scared. She wants him out. She wants him safe. For the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, I'm Jake Ryan.